Overdose deaths don't just affect other adults. The children are hurt, too. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Emily Smith Greenaway, Dean's Professor of Sociology and Professor of Sociology and Spatial Sciences at the University of Southern California, Dornsife, details the growing impact.
Recent research estimates that 1 in 8 adults in the U.S. have been affected by an overdose death in their social network or in their family. Yet, children have been overlooked in this work, which led us to ask, how many children have lost a family member to drug overdose? Our study found that as of 2019, more than 1.4 million U.S. children had lost a family member due to overdose, with male relatives driving the staggering number of children affected by overdose loss, which aligns with higher male overdose mortality. More than 900,000 children lost a male relative, compared with just over 500,000 who lost a female relative. Especially alarming is the growing number of younger children affected. Nearly 2% of children born in 2009 lost a relative to overdose by age 10, compared to just over 1% for those born in 2001. If past trends continue, this would mean that by the time children born in 2009 turn 18, 5% would be affected. Despite the overdose crisis, the federal government does not track how many children are affected. To estimate these numbers, we combine CDC drug death data with fertility and census data from 2000 to 2019, a period untouched by the COVID-19 pandemic. Given the rise in overdose deaths between 2020 and 2023, our estimates likely understate the true scale of the problem today. The death of a family member can destabilize a child's life, leading to longer-term mental health struggles, academic challenges, and even substance abuse. Losing someone to an overdose may be even more detrimental than other types of losses due to the sudden and the stigmatized nature of these deaths. These estimates emphasize the need for further programmatic support for the many children affected by the overdose crisis.
That was Emily Smith Greenaway of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.